You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne's Holiday Inn cluster has expanded to 16 cases. Two new cases from separate households have been reported, a three-year-old child and a woman in her 50s. They both attended a private family function where a quarantine hotel worker was present, who later tested positive on Wednesday. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the presence of the highly contagious UK virus variant means authorities are being extra careful.
One case passing it on to 2.5 people is exponential growth. That gets to thousands within weeks. We're now looking at a virus that reports are 40 to 70% more infectious than the previous variants. That's why we're just assuming that everyone here is significantly infectious and might pass it on in an open airport setting, might pass it on in a cafe, and absolutely at risk in a household setting. But in each and every circumstance, we are identifying those individuals, we are shutting down their close contacts and the contacts of those contacts.
The outbreak in Melbourne has renewed debate about the hotel quarantine system. Victoria says it won't be increasing the number of hotel quarantine arrivals from 1,210 to 1,310, as expected. That will impact the number of Australians stranded overseas seeking to come home. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he would like Victoria to resume its intake after the state's lockdown ends.
These are challenging times, and we actually have strong confidence in all states and territories. As we see from New Zealand, we have a highly contagious disease. Strong hotel quarantine systems in Australia have protected Australians, but they are not impermeable. So do we have confidence in Victoria? Yes, we do.
The federal government has also announced that New Zealanders can still enter Australia without quarantining under the one-way travel arrangement between the countries. This is despite New Zealand recording three new local cases and imposing stay-at-home orders for Auckland. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the three-day lockdown is necessary.
3 days, though, should give us enough time to gather further information, undertake large-scale testing, and establish if there has been wider community transmission. That is what we believe the cautious approach requires and is the right thing to do.
And back in Melbourne, businesses are adapting to a five-day lockdown that has disrupted the Valentine's Day plans of many residents. The manager of Melbourne florist Panache Flowers, Clinton Kelleher, says losses have been minimised by relying on online orders.
We were absolutely gutted because we knew that a lot of blokes don't think about Valentine's Day until the last minute. And our online store, since the lockdown news has come out, has gone absolute nuts. Every time I go and look at the online store, there is like an order every 3 minutes.
And while the Australian Open continues without any spectators, a link to a COVID-19 case did cause momentary doubt on whether the tournament would continue. Australian Open tournament director Craig Tiley says there's no cause for alarm after Greek tennis player Mikhail Pervolarakis tested positive for COVID-19 after departing Australia. He did not play in the Australian Open but did compete in the ATP Cup last week alongside Stefanos Tsitsipas at Melbourne Park. He tested negative in Victoria before his departure, but received a positive result after arriving in South Africa. Tiley told Channel 9 the potential threat has been assessed and a decision is made to continue with the tournament.
The most important thing is that he tested negative and then left the country. So while there's a link in the fact that he left here, 5 days ago, you know, it's going to be really up to the advice of the health authorities, like we've done every single day. We just provide them information and then they provide advice and make decisions against that advice.
New South Wales has recorded 28 days without a locally acquired COVID-19 case. It is the state's longest period with zero community cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Australia is on track to roll out the Pfizer vaccine to groups including the elderly and health workers from late February. At least 80,000 doses will arrive in Australia this week. The shipment will be checked by the Therapeutic Goods Administration before distribution around the country, where doses will be stored at ultra-low temperatures. Health Minister Greg Hunt says vaccine safety is the priority.
This is the most precious of cargoes. Our number one priority is safety, safety, safety. What Australians want to know is that safety has been prioritised above all else. And if they know that what we believe to be the best medical regulator in the world has overseen a safe process, working to a plan that's thorough and doesn't cut corners, then confidence increases. And if confidence increases, there's an increase in uptake. And if there's an increase in uptake, that helps with coverage, and ultimately that's what best protects individual Australians, but all Australians collectively.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.